Hello there, everyone, and welcome to the Sure IDC podcast. Now, this episode just happens to land right on Thanksgiving. So instead of having a full-blown episode, I thought it would be a good idea to share with you what I've been thankful for on this podcast and what it means to be thankful in your life. Not saying I know everything, but hopefully I can share a little bit of what I think it means to be thankful. Every year, the family, friends, coworkers, whatever, sit down at the table right before you are about to eat. You are smelling and looking at all that delicious food that someone other than yourself made. You are dying to get into that turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes. And then someone says, "Before we eat, we should go around the table and say what we are most thankful for." And everyone makes that face like, I don't know what to say. But no one wants to say no because, you know, it's the right thing to do, you know, might as well. So everyone says okay, and then you either have a very sweet, funny, or awkward 10 minutes, depending on how many there is at the table. But what does being thankful actually mean or even look like? Do we ever take the time to think about what we are thankful for when it's not Thanksgiving? Now, according to Google, thankful means being pleased and relieved, or expressing gratitude and relief. Feeling relief. That's just something. I mean, you don't really, when you think of thankful, you think, okay, what do I like? What do I know? You know, oh, I like my parents, you know, I like my family, I like my dog, you know, I like this, I like that. But it's not what you like, it's what makes you feel relieved. It's what makes you feel pleased. And so, you know, all those things could actually do that, but it's not necessarily what you like. It could just be something that you're, you know, something every day that happens that you're like, man, I'm glad that happened. Like, I mean, it's just amazing that that could actually, you know, change the way that we think about being thankful. Like I said, you could be thankful for your car working today. You could be thankful that you have a job. I mean, you may not like your job, but you could be thankful that you have a job. You know, thankful for your significant other or kids or even your, like I said, your pet, a dog, a cat, a fish, a ferret, whatever you may have. You know, some people are even thankful for something getting super deep, for living another day. But what does it look like when we are thankful? You know, are we joyously happy? Are we, you know, appreciative and just kind of sincere? Do we cry even? I mean, everyone has their different ways of being thankful. Do we go out of our way to do something for a friend or a stranger, ergo paying it forward? Like, oh, I'm thankful that someone did this for me, so I'm going to do something for someone else. It could look like so many different things for so many different people. And I don't know what people do or what even I do when I am thankful for something. Maybe that is something to think about the next time you feel thankful of something or someone. It could be the smallest thing as well. You know, thank you is an amazing, you know, we always know that term. Thank you, you know, always say thank you, please and thank you. So it's just something to think about the next time that you feel thankful for someone, you know, just tell them, no, I am thankful for you. But I can tell you one thing. I am thankful every day of the year. I sometimes don't show it, getting caught up into the chaos of life and busyness. But, you know, I am. And you have to find things to be thankful for every day. Not just during Thanksgiving, you know, Thanksgiving is one of those things, one of those times where everyone, you know, we've all had the situation that I played out at the beginning, but why not every day of the year? Why do you have to be thankful during Thanksgiving, or why do you have to think about what you've been thankful for the entire year? And you're like, oh man, this year's been horrible, or this year's been great. I'm thankful for this and this. And sometimes you don't have something to be, you know, think of something to be thankful for, but maybe, just maybe, if you were to think throughout the year what you're thankful for. Maybe when it gets to that table conversation before everyone eats, someone says, hey, what have you been thankful for this year? You can have a list already in your mind. To change notes a little bit, I'm very thankful for all of you that support and listen to this podcast. And, you know, I'm also very thankful for the people that come on the show, and we talk and laugh and we have a good time. You know, I always say, you know, at the beginning of every year or, you know, the season or whatever, I always tell you guys how supportive or how happy and how thankful I am for your support and your listens and stuff. But I don't really share too much on the people that are actually on the show. And I am super grateful for them, because if they didn't come on the show, it would just be me rambling on like I'm kind of doing right now. So it's something that is super important for this. And I am so grateful for them and thankful for them. You know, something I think about often after doing this for 2 years, you know, I'm going on to the third year, is that these recordings that I save and share will be around for a long time, you know, making memories on this podcast and it kind of being cemented in time for a little bit. That is something I am very thankful for. So thank you all for listening, you listeners out there. I hope all of you have a happy Thanksgiving and you truly think about what you might be thankful for this past year or, you know, in the future. What can you be thankful for in the future even? And I want to say thank you for supporting and listening, of course. Thank you for the people who come on the show. I'm very thankful for them to come on and have a conversation and make some memory. So thanks for listening. Stay safe out there. Happy Thanksgiving. And remember, you don't care.